KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 95. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 69. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 92. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 79.
This harvest report on KD Country 94 is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Harvest starting to wrap up for a lot of the western portions of our listening area in the Osborne County areas. We're going to have a chance, hopefully, to talk with Mark Nichols at Midway Co-op in Osborne coming up on our report tomorrow. But we can tell you that we've had a chance to talk with some producers and elevator operators in Downs, and things are very mixed there, but has not been a great harvest there in that area of Osborne County. I did talk to Keaton Becker there at Midway Co-op in Downs, and he manages that location, said they took about 10% of what they normally would in a good harvest as far as bushels, about 20,000 bushel of wheat so far, about 98% done. A few stragglers out there in the Downs area at the moment. Test weights have run all the way from 53 to 62. Some of it's good quality wheat, some of it's not, from what we're getting from Keaton Becker there at Midway Co-op in Downs. Also, had a chance to talk to others in the area, and yields have been anywhere from the single digits up to about 35 is the probably the best fields that they've seen in those areas, but that's very scarce. Been a tough harvest to get in that Downs area as we look at that area today. Again, most of North Central Kansas is starting to wrap up, about 75% done with the harvest here in North Central Kansas, so we'll continue to keep you up to date probably through the week here for our harvest reports, so stay tuned for that. Harvest report on KD Country 94 was brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in five different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the five-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their five locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Cure Striptway in downtown Mankato. Select the varieties of Blue Bunny ice cream, 48 ounce for $3.49. It's now through Tuesday at Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato.
Snell & Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them for the best in appliances on South Mill in downtown Beloit. I repeat, Snell & Pessinger Appliance, still open and ready to serve you.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The National Weather Service office in Topeka has issued a heat advisory for all of us in north central Kansas from noon to 8 today. Temperatures this afternoon will climb to the upper 90s, possibly to the low 100s, with dew points in the low to mid 70s. As a result, heat indexes will be 105 to 112 degrees along and to the south of a slow-moving frontal boundary. Heat indexes will potentially be around 100 to 105 degrees again tomorrow on Thursday. Heat exhaustion, heat stroke, and dehydration can occur if precautions are not taken. Heat is one of the leading weather-related killers in the United States, resulting in hundreds of fatalities each year. Heat can be very taxing on the body. Heat-related illnesses can occur with even a short period of exposure. Everyone can be vulnerable to heat, but some more so than others. Young children and infants are particularly vulnerable to heat-related illness and death, as their bodies are less able to adapt to heat than are adults. Older adults, particularly those with pre-existing diseases, take certain medications, are living alone or with limited mobility, who are exposed to extreme heat, can experience multiple adverse effects. People with chronic medical conditions are more likely to have a serious health problem during a heat wave than healthy people. Pregnant women are also at higher risk. Extreme heat events have been associated with adverse birth outcomes such as low birth weight, preterm birth, and infant mortality, as well as congenital cataracts. It's never safe to leave a child, disabled person, or pet locked in a car, even in the winter. If you have a toddler in your household, lock your cars, even in your own driveway. Kids play in cars or wander outside and get into a car and can die in 10 minutes. It reported 33 children died in hot cars in 2022. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Once again, the National Weather Office, Weather Service Office Topeka, heat advisory for North Central Kansas from noon to 8 today. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling and parenting classes, 6 in Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee taking place this Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mankato City Park and Jewell County Historical Society grounds. It starts Saturday 8 a.m. and it runs all the way till 5 o'clock on Sunday, July 16th. And it will be $10 per person. Children under 12 get in free. Features include antique tractor parade, steam engine sawmill and sawed wood auction, blacksmith demo, and iron art sale. Chainsaw artists, crosscut saw competitions, tractor pulls, garden tractor games, treasure tank, bounce house, food vendors, and chamber-sponsored watermelon popping. Food and flea market vendors on site. Free barbecue Saturday night with admission or $10 a plate. Music in the park Saturday night by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands. It's sponsored by the Mankato Chamber of Commerce. Come join them for the fun. It's the 45th Annual Jewell County Historical Society Threshing Bee this Saturday, July 15th at 8 a.m. going through Sunday, July 16th at 5 p.m. at the Mankato City Park in the Jewell County Historical Society grounds. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Two on, two out, and a 2-2 pitch. Ramirez swings and misses. Kimbrel slams the door. The National League's finally back on top. Its first All-Star Game win since 2012.
Well, more on the National League winning the All-Star Game on Tuesday night. Also, a look at local sports summer baseball postseason. The Chad McDaniel Memorial Race is happening tonight in Beloit. Major League Baseball draft final day and an update on Wimbledon. It's all coming up in the sportscast on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the American Legion AA Zone 3 tournament. First round games and the first round consolation held on Tuesday. Concordia beating Clifton Clyde 9-3 in the first game, and Marysville over Beloit 10-6 in the second. In the consolation first round, Beloit beat Clifton Clyde 7-5 as Clifton Clyde is the first team eliminated from the tournament. Semifinals for the zone tournament and Legion will be on Thursday at Beloit. K18 East Region Tournament first round held in Concordia as Beloit Red beat Clifton Clyde 15-7. Clay Center over Smith Center Gray 10-2. Russell over Concordia F&A 8-4. Smith Center Red beat Marysville 13-3. The four teams that won have all automatically qualified for state. Semifinals will be on Thursday at Concordia. The full brackets for American Legion Zone, K18 Region, and Pee Wee District tournaments can be found at ncksports.com. Well, tonight, the 12th Annual Chad McDaniel Memorial Race takes place at Mitchell County Fairgrounds Raceway in Beloit. The race features the USAC NAS Energy Midget Nationals and the now 600 J-Husker non-wing and restricted micro sprints. The event features some of the top drivers nationwide. One of the most notable past winners, Christopher Bell, who's currently racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. He won the event in 2013 and 17. Thomas Messerall won last year's Chad McDaniel Memorial. He's looking to be the first repeat winner of the race in Beloit. Gates open at 5 o'clock for tonight's race, qualifying at 7. The races begin at 7:30. For more info on the USAC Midget National Series, you can visit usacracing.com. As heard at the beginning of the sportscast, for the first time since 2012, the National League won the MLB All-Star Game, coming out on top 3-2 Tuesday night in Seattle. AL took a 1-0 lead on a solo homer from Yandy Diaz of the Rays in the second. The NL tied the game at 1 in the fourth, but in the sixth, Royals catcher Salvador Perez singled in his first at-bat, becoming the first Royal to record a hit in the All-Star Game since himself and Eric Hosmer in 2016. Perez eventually scored on a sac fly by Bo Bichette of the Blue Jays to give the AL a 2-1 lead. That lead held until the eighth inning when Rockies catcher Elias Diaz came to the plate.
2 to Diaz is hit in the air to deep left field. Back it goes. Elias Diaz puts the National League in front. At 32 years old in his All-Star debut, a go-ahead home run.
With the NL up 3-2, Phillies closer Craig Kimbrell allowed a couple walks in the ninth but closed out the one-run win for the save. Diaz was the MVP for his go-ahead home run. The win for the NL put an end to a 9-game All-Star winning streak for the American League. MLB draft concluded on Tuesday with rounds 11 through 20. The Royals added 6 more pitchers, 2 outfielders, a catcher, and a utility player. In the 11th round, they picked Tennessee outfielder Jared Dickey, followed that up with 6 straight pitchers in rounds 12 through 17, including Logan Martin of Kentucky, Ethan Bosanker from Xavier, Mason Miller of Florida Gulf Coast, Chase Isbell from Auburn, Josh Hansel of Arizona State, Connor Oliver of Miami, Ohio. IMG Academy catcher Stone Russell was the 18th round pick, followed by outfielder Donovan LaSalle from Barbe High School in Louisiana, the 19th final pick in the 20th round, utility player Blake Wilson from Santa Margarita High School in California. You can find more about all of the Royals draft picks at Royals.com. Other notes from the final day of the MLB draft. K-State second baseman Brady Day was taken by the Braves in the 12th round, while Cali County pitcher Carlton Perkins went to the White Sox in the 15th, and Washburn pitcher Casey Stewart was taken in the 19th round by the Phillies. Full look at the selections from round 1 through 20 can be found at MLB.com. Finally, in sports, the quarterfinals got underway in Wimbledon on Tuesday in tennis. On the men's side, number 2 seed Novak Djokovic and number 8 seed Jannik Sinner each moved to the semis with 4 set wins. On the women's side, it was a day of upsets. 2 of the top 4 seeds were dispatched. Number 1 seed Iga Swiatek lost in 3 sets to Lena Svitolina. 4 seeded American Jessica Pegula lost in 3 to Marketa Vondrousova. Quarterfinal matches will finish today at the All England Club. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.